Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another rainy morning. We're looking at scattered showers across the area and a chance for thunderstorms overnight tonight. I'll show you the timeline.
We'll also give you this live look at what the roads in Raleigh look like this morning. The WRO Storm Tracker is out and about before you have to get out there checking on the conditions.
And starting this weekend, a major road project in Raleigh that could slow you down for months. The busy intersection that's closing and how to get around it. A very high traffic area right around the state fairgrounds in Raleigh. It is 6 o'clock. We're glad you're with us on a rainy Friday morning. We'll get you through it. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, there is a brighter day ahead down the road just a bit. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now with the rinse and repeat mode that we're on from yesterday, huh?
Definitely. So just be ready. Yeah, definitely lots of rinse going on out there for sure. We're looking at the rain, though, starting to pull out of the Triangle area, continuing to affect folks along the I-95 and I-85 corridors up to the north. And fortunately, it looks like that we're going to see a little bit of a break during the time that most people are headed out the door right around the Triangle area. But we're definitely still seeing some rain in Wilson, Rocky Mount, again, up the I-85 and 95 corridors to the north. But that rain's starting to pull out of Raleigh and Durham right now. Still seeing some rain in Wake Forest, up around Nashville, Lewisburg, up around Henderson, Oxford, up into Mecklenburg County, Virginia, Roanoke Rapids. You're still going to see the rain for a bit. Taking a look at Futurecast, we may see another round that starts to roll through between 8 and 9 o'clock, but it'll all be very light and patchy. During the afternoon, there could be a few breaks in the clouds in our southern counties, and you might think that it's over, but it's not. We're waiting on a cold front to move through tonight. You can see that line of storms that's just to our west at 9. It moves through the middle of the viewing area between 10 and 11 and out of here by midnight. And along that line of thunderstorms, we do have the chance for some severe storms. There's a better chance for tornadoes back to the west with a level 1 and 2 risk. For our viewing area, it's a level 1 risk. We're more likely to have the potential for some wind damage. And it looks like it's a narrow line that'll come through fairly quickly. Taking a look at Clayton right now, it is wet out there. 60 degrees. You're going to see wet conditions heading out the door. And later this afternoon, the winds will pick up out of the southeast at about 25 to 30 mile per hour gusts. The temperatures will warm up too. Once we see that rain ending closer to lunchtime, we climb to almost 70 degrees. But again, it's not over with that last band of rain coming through. Once it's out of here, though, it's a pretty weekend. I'll show you that coming up in just a bit. Anthony.
And Elizabeth, looking forward to a nice weekend forecast. We're talking some traffic this morning, though, as of the roads leading into both Raleigh and Durham. Those major approaches are looking good, not seeing any delays as of now. All of those sensors are in the green, but we do have a few crashes out there. One on Gorman Street heading to the south and on US 70. That looks like they have started to clear that. That's near Mechanical Boulevard. We do have the storm tracker out there this morning, though. WRL's Naya Harden is on the roads talking about those wet conditions we're seeing. You guys are heading toward downtown Raleigh, but give us an update here of what you're seeing on the windshield. Any or lots of rainfall out there this morning right now?
Anthony, it's lightened up just a bit. We've gotten a little break here, and you can see on our windshield just from that, we're not really having to use the windshield wipers too much. Just going into the downtown area, we're noticing here on Glenwood those wet roads. We've been talking about this now since 4:30 this morning about how this was going to accumulate to possibly have some of those puddles that are going to be on the ground. You can't see that at the moment, but I can tell you right before you took us live here, we did have a vehicle that was next to us that their tires had kicked some water up on our windshield. And so those are the things that you're going to want to be prepared for. One of the things we also want to make sure that you know about is just making sure to slow it down a little bit as this rain continues on and off throughout the morning. We know that there are going to be drivers that are going to be out here. Things are going to get heavier. We expect to see that in the next half hour or so. And we'll continue to monitor what happens as we get updates, Anthony.
Thanks, Di. Yeah, we'll continue to watch this as far as the weather and traffic side of things are concerned. But like I said, the rain is pushing through the roads as of now, though those major approaches are looking good. We'll have another update here in a few minutes for you, though.
Anthony, thank you. Breaking news overnight. Just after midnight, we've learned two people are dead after a crash in Wendell. Michael Grace joins us from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with what we've learned in the last few hours. Michael.
Yeah, Renee, we know that this crash happened around 10:40 last night, and it didn't clear until 2:30 because of just how much investigators had to go through and clean up a horrific crash scene. I want to get you to this video from the WRAL breaking news tracker. This is around 1:30, and you can see the extent of damage to the cars involved. The sedan almost completely caved in, really unrecognizable at some of these angles. That SUV type model was hit and flipped upside down. At one point, these two cars hit so hard it sent debris flying everywhere, off the road, all over the road. They had to bring in a leaf blower to get just those small shards of glass out of the road. So it took tow trucks a good hour to load both of those vehicles on before they left, just based on the shape that they were in. Now, this all happened on Wendell Boulevard right near Eagle Rock Road. I was speaking with investigators. They say they won't be able to release any other findings at this moment because there are multiple agencies investigating this crash. State troopers will now start their investigation. So right now, we're hoping to get any updates on those investigations to learn how exactly this crash happened. Live in Wendell, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
If you're driving to the state fairgrounds in Raleigh or really anywhere around that area, you'll want to know about these big changes starting this weekend. The DOT is closing the intersection at Blue Ridge Road as part of a bigger construction plan. Crews will be working to run Blue Ridge Road underneath Hillsboro Street, underneath the railroad tracks and Barrel Road as well. The goal is to make that busy intersection safer, especially for special events happening at the state fairgrounds or at PNC Arena. A lot of folks around there. It will take months for the project to be completed.
I think if people just bear with us and be patient, they'll see an improved roadway that gets them to where they want to go in a safer fashion. And that's our goal.
The closure is scheduled to start tomorrow, but the DOT says all this rain may push the start back to Sunday night. So plan to use Western Boulevard or Edwards Mill Road as detour.
This morning at 9:30, court will reconvene for the sentencing of Alec Murdaugh. New video this morning shows him leaving the courthouse in South Carolina after being convicted of murdering his wife and son. The jury deliberated for less than 3 hours yesterday before finding him guilty. Murdaugh will return to court this morning for a sentence. He faces a possible 30 years to life in prison without parole. Coming up on today, the lead prosecutor in the trial and the South Carolina Attorney General will be live. They will discuss the verdict, how they assemble their case, and why they believe justice has been fairly served. A Nash County 8-year-old killed last month will be laid to rest today. Crystal Lane died February 7th. Her grandmother is charged in her death. Her funeral will be held in Columbia, South Carolina at Zion Mill Creek Baptist Church. In a post on Facebook, Commissioner Gwen Wilkins asked the public to observe a moment of silence at 11 a.m. That's the time Crystal will be laid to rest. An investigation is currently underway into the abuse that ultimately led to her death.
We've been reporting on it the last couple days, and today Governor Roy Cooper will talk about the future of offshore wind energy. At 9 a.m., Governor Cooper will deliver the opening address at a conference at Duke University. Right now, three areas off the North Carolina coast are cleared for turbine farms: Wilmington East and West off Brunswick County, and Kitty Hawk in the Northeast, which could start construction by 2026. Experts say that timeline could be difficult to meet.
The goals that Governor Cooper set out are goals, right? We would love to be able to meet them. It would provide a significant amount of economic development to the state. That said, with the trajectory that we're currently on, I think it would be very difficult for the state to build and buy 2.4 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030.
Today's conference comes 2 days after the state's Department of Commerce announced plans to work with Denmark. That country has been a leader in clean energy, with half the country's electricity now generated by wind power. Today, President Biden will host German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House. Two leaders will talk about efforts to support Ukraine. They'll also talk about potential sanctions for Russia and ways to strengthen transatlantic security. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has another round of military assistance ready to go to Ukraine. This comes 1 week after the U.S. announced $2 billion in Ukraine security assistance funds. That money will go towards drones and mine-clearing equipment.
You can get free legal information today with WRAL Attorneys on Call. This is an extremely valuable public service that Five on Your Side brings you every year in association with the North Carolina Bar Foundation. You can talk to a licensed lawyer about anything from tax law to bankruptcy to medical issues. Call 919-891-9779 today from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. for WREL Attorneys on Call.
After a decade of debate, Medicaid expansion is finally a reality in North Carolina.
It will help save lives. It will help it'll help save the state money.
Why doctors in rural areas say this is a life-saving deal. Plus, post-pandemic, more workers are leaving home to work in downtown Raleigh. Coming up at 6:30, what restaurants and stores are doing to welcome them all back.
And it's a wet start for most of us this morning. You see the wet streets and some showers falling right now in Lewisburg up in Franklin County. I'll show you what your morning commute will look like coming up.
Listen to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
The conditions across our area are wet this morning after some showers started down south and are lifting north. Now, fortunately, a lot of the rain is tapering off around the triangle and it is on its way out. So hopefully it won't be terribly wet for most of the folks who are headed out for the morning commute. We'll zoom in. And we're still seeing a good bit of rain around Wilson and Rocky Mount, up through Nash County and up toward the Virginia line. Plenty of showers here for Roxboro, Henderson, Roanoke Rapids, and into Mecklenburg County, Virginia. We take a look at Futurecast and you can see those showers moving across the area. And that continues up through around lunchtime or so, and then we may see a little bit of a break. Now, we do have another round of some thunderstorms that'll come through overnight between 9 and midnight. I'll walk through the timeline for that and our severe weather threat coming up. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, we are tracking fairly dry roads out there as far as the rain pushing out in some spots. Otherwise, just make sure to take it slow. We're not seeing major backups traffic-wise and any crashes out there. This is a live look, I-40 at Wade Avenue. You can see the cars are moving along smoothly. What I'd say is just make sure to take it slow. Leave a little bit of extra room out there with those wet roads. No major delays here as we look at I-40 currently, but we'll continue to watch it here as we go along through the morning commute. Just take it slow and pack that umbrella this morning.
The University of Georgia's athletics department will conduct its own review of a fatal crash involving two football players and a staffer. Thursday, Jalen Carter surrendered to police. Carter is facing charges in connection with a crash that left a teammate and team staffer dead. He's accused of reckless driving and drag racing the night Devin Willock and Chandler LaCroix were killed in a crash.
A Durham man is charged with murder. Officers found the victim Tuesday night at the extended stay motel on Highway 55. 48-year-old Tanya Freeman died at that scene. Thursday, police charged 32-year-old Darren Wright with her murder. He's in the Durham County Jail right now without bond.
A deal to expand Medicaid in North Carolina could be a lifesaver for both patients and hospitals, especially in rural areas of our state. Doctors at rural hospitals say they see higher rates of patients without health insurance. And for years, they've had patients choose not to come to clinics because they couldn't afford to get help. Some rural hospitals have even had to close or stop certain services because of lack of funding. Families say they know how hard it can be to go without health insurance.
There's been plenty of times where my family's had to go to the doctor and they couldn't get the procedures that they needed from not having the help that they needed to have. And it was rough.
The Medicaid deal should bring health care coverage to nearly 500,000 people in North Carolina. It won't be effective until this year's budget becomes law sometime this summer. President Biden also reacted to the deal, saying, "I work every day to bring down health care costs, and I've called on leaders to do the same. This is what I'm talking about. This bipartisan deal would expand Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of people. That'll be 40 states who've expanded Medicaid, 10 more to go."
From an award-winning musical to a chance to hit the baseball field, there's a lot going on in the Triangle this weekend.
Here are some out-and-about picks. Jagged Little Pill playing at Durham Performing Arts Center through Sunday. Now, if you grew up in the 1990s, then you know this music already. It features all of Alanis Morissette's biggest hits. It is a Tony Award-winning show. Had a chance to see it earlier this week, and it really is incredible. There's also a digital lottery for $25 seats. to go see the show.
That's a bargain. Mm-hmm. Raleigh Brewing is celebrating its 10th anniversary with a big party. It is taking place tomorrow, 1 to 9 p.m. There will be live music, beer Olympics, food trucks, and special beer releases.
The Durham Bulls are hosting their Spring Fan Fest tomorrow. The event is from 5 to 7:30 at the Durham Bulls Athletic Park. You can play catch on the field. Children ages 12 and younger can take batting practice. Admission is free, but you do need to reserve a ticket in advance.
You get more information on these and other events by going to WRL.com and search Out and About. And we saw a picture of the D-back, the video of the D-back yesterday from one of our live cameras. Covered. Field was covered with the tarp just to protect it for this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, but timing will be great because we'll get really nice weather for the weekend for all those outdoor activities. Right now, though, we have a rainy Friday to get through. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will help us get through it. Right now, we're looking at most of the rain in our northern or northeastern counties. The rain started, though, last night in the south. And so no matter where you are when you walk out the door, it's probably going to be at least damp out there. The streets will be wet, the sidewalks. But let's take a look at where the rain is. It's moved out of the Triangle area now, at least out of Wake County, as well as back over to the west around Durham County and Orange County. But we're seeing the rain right now around Rocky Mount, up toward Enfield, Lewisburg, Henderson. We'll move it on up to the north. Roxboro is still seeing some showers. It's raining in Roanoke Rapids and all across Mecklenburg County, Virginia. This will continue to lift northward, and it looks like we're getting a little bit of a break, but watch what happens after that. More showers start to roll through, probably between 8 and 9 a.m. So there's still going to be the potential for some showers for your morning commute. After that, once we get past midnight, past lunchtime, we may end up with a few breaks in the clouds, and you might think that the rain is over, but it isn't. The cold front is going to lag behind and take its time getting here, but watch what happens once we take it out to 9 o'clock. At 9 p.m. tonight, we have a line of thunderstorms that starts to develop, and this is where we'd have the best chance of any severe storms. It's moving through the middle of the viewing area between 10 and 11, and then out of the region at around midnight. After that, we start to clear out, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Our best chance for severe storms is going to be well to our west, a level 3 risk for parts of Kentucky and Tennessee. The mountains of North Carolina in a level 2 risk. That's where tornadoes are more likely. For our area, it's a level 1 risk. Our biggest threat would be from some wind damage with those showers and thunderstorms coming through. But it's a narrow band. It'll be in and out quickly. We take a live look at Goldsboro right now. It's a little bit damp there, but we haven't seen a lot of rain there in the last few hours. It's a good bit wetter for Apex, Durham, and Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's view from Top of the Hill restaurant there. And it's wet on the sidewalks, and Durham's wet on the sidewalks here in Fayetteville as well. Here's a look at the big picture. We've got a cold front that is bringing the potential for some severe weather across the Mississippi Valley. We've had some severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings overnight. Warm front gradually lifting over the area later on today. Once that front moves farther from us, we'll end up seeing a bump in temperatures this afternoon. How much rain from this system? Probably going to be about a quarter of an inch or so, maybe a little less than that in some spots. And as the front gets closer to us this afternoon, our winds will be a bit gusty, up to 20, maybe as much as 25 or higher. And taking a look at the rainfall, even though we're not going to see a whole lot of rain, we're doing pretty well. Most of the viewing area has seen about the average number of rain, average amount of rainfall the last 30 days. A little bit lower down around Fayetteville, but still looking at about 80 to 90% of normal rainfall, which is good to see. So we can enjoy a beautiful weekend. Highs will be in the 60s Saturday and Sunday. Notice Sunday morning's low, 41, so it's going to be a little on the chilly side, but we bounce back up to warmer temperatures to start next week. We'll have a good chance of rain on Tuesday. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, all of us talking those wet roads, as you mentioned this morning, everyone is probably going to need the umbrella as far as the rain is concerned, to the north especially, but most of that is starting to push out, as Elizabeth was mentioning. One crash to talk about. We did have two. That earlier one on US 70 to the south has cleared. There is another one on Gorman Street heading southbound. No major delays here showing up on the map as we speak, but there is that crash as we speak right now. Otherwise, notice all the sensors are looking green. We'll continue to watch them here as that morning commute goes on, but for the most part, as opposed to yesterday, we're a lot quieter and just one crash to speak of here this morning, guys.
Anthony, thanks. We're following breaking news for you out of Wendell. A road is back open this morning after a deadly crash. What we know about two people killed.
Also ahead at 6:30, how about an opportunity to take a couple days vacation out in the middle of the ocean?
Coming up on Today, how big name grocery stores plan to get you back in their aisles and what the competition means for your dollars.
And hear your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg & Home.
6:24, the time right now, time for What's Trending, and we're getting our first look at Disney's Haunted Mansion.
Welcome home.
I know this place isn't as warm as I'd hoped, but I'm going to light a vanilla candle, and it's going to be a game changer.
Will it though?
We're out.
Prepare to be scared when it hits theaters July 28th. So you might be thinking, wait, wasn't there a Haunted Mansion movie before? Yes, there was, 20 years ago, in 2003. Eddie Murphy was in that one. So in this one, we have Rosario Dawson, we have Jared Leto, Danny DeVito, Dan Levy, just a lot of big stars in there.
Was it that scary 20 years ago?
I don't know. Holy I'm not going to watch it. I can't do scary movies.
All right, all right, all right. It's time for Matthew McConaughey and his wife. They were on a flight that was forced to make an emergency landing due to severe turbulence.
Yeah, Camila Alves shared this video to Instagram, and it shows the mess in the Lufthansa flight on Wednesday after Alves said the plane dropped almost 400 feet. She says everything was flying everywhere. The flight was heading from Texas to Germany, had to land in D.C., and several people were taken to the hospital.
By the looks of that, several that might have been dazed and confused from that whole mess there. But Camila then posted again about their next flight, because they caught one like 45 minutes later, and said they were due to experience turbulence again for an extended period of time.
I'd say, okay, forget it after that. Wait a couple of days.
Couldn't catch a break.
Yeah. Well, plans are now set for next week's State of the State address. Governor Cooper will deliver the address Monday evening to a joint session of the state legislature. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson announced that he will be delivering the Republican response immediately following the speech. It all starts Monday night at 7. You can watch live on WRAL News Plus. You can watch WRAL News Plus wherever you stream via the WRAL News app and on WRAL.com. It is also available on Channel 34 and Spectrum Channel 1257. You can even listen on the radio. Check out 99.3 in Raleigh, 96.5 in Durham, and 101.5 HD3 across the Triangle. And across the Triangle, we're seeing rain this morning. It's actually still raining here in Rocky Mount Mills. We'll take a look at the radar and show you the wettest spots for your morning commute coming up.
And here in the Storm Tracker, we are noticing several different things in several areas when it comes to what your commute may look like. We'll have more for you coming up.
And two people are dead after a crash in Wendell last night. Coming up, I'll tell you what else we've learned from police.